beautiful, beautiful. Anyways, yeah, so definitely for future, if you guys have hot tracks, favorite artists, you know, a really cool DJ edit that you want me to highlight on my Scoop of the Week segment, please send them over. You can send them over to my Instagram. I'm pretty active on there. You can follow my personal page, JAE_COCA. And I would love to feature them on my show. All right, let's get back into the mix.
faz a lenha no fogão, vem fazer armação. Hoje é um dia de sol, alegria de goió, é curtir o verão.
Two spritz in my tummy. I mean ravioli and a pizza with the honey. I'm O-O-O for the week, you dummy. Ten in her tone with a Sauvignon blown. Been a long week, she do not miss home. She's topless up in Marseille, France. It's 98 degrees, so the sunscreen on. My boo only like boutique hotels. I booked that cause the brain Cornell. Poolside D&D, no sale. The sunset looks so pastel. The honey packs for a little stamina. Treated like 24 hours of Le Mans. Don't know what this life will bring. If you stressed out, let me hear you sing. I wanna go on vacay. what's that smell? It's LV. Just like this sweet, this ain't cheap. Room service fee, cappuccino with the feast. We only wear rose for the whole damn week.
For the whole damn week?
We only wear rose for the whole damn week. I'm on my Dua Lipa. I'm headed up the White Lotus, I'm a favorite eater. 50 pound room and while packed at the pro club. And the view from the room is a hairbrush. Midday, I forgot I'm in a little cup. Cucumbers on your eyes and a good brush. Yeah, the makeup took so long, we missed the rest. We don't give a f- we eat each other instead. Stressed out so you wanna trip. I call my travel agent Carolyn for the fix.
I wanna go vacay.
up front.
I see you whining and grinding up on the floor. I know you see me looking at you and you already know.
welcome back. Hope y'all enjoyed that mix as well. That was really fun to make. All right, you are tuned into Radio Valencia.fm, listening to Banana Split with your host and DJ J Coca. Excuse me. Okay, so we are now in my other favorite segment. Oh, God, they're all my favorite. Honestly, when I was building out and creating the show, I was just like, you know what? I want to be so intentional with all of these that, like, they're all going to be my favorite. I guess I'm a little biased. Sprinkle Spotlight. So this is the segment where I like to spotlight people doing amazing work in the community, fundraisers that need extra love and attention, small businesses, especially women-owned, because women are awesome and we need to be supporting more women-owned businesses, right? So when I was thinking about who I wanted to spotlight for the segment today, you know, I actually remembered, I was like, wait a minute, there's this amazing nonprofit that I actually was a part of for a little bit. And I didn't work with them like that. But okay, so basically, for those of you that don't know, another little background story, so that way y'all can get to know me a little bit more. When I was little, younger, I used to skate. I used to do like a bunch of more activities. I think that's why now, as an older adult, I'm like getting back to all the things that I enjoyed doing as a kid. And one of them was skateboarding. So I think it was last year, I found this amazing nonprofit called Skate Like a Girl. Okay. And at first I was like, what the heck is this? Like, they're making fun of us. What's going on? Then I realized, oh no, it's actually an amazing nonprofit ran by a bunch of amazing humans. And just so I can give you a quick rundown, like what their mission and vision and values are, I found them and they teach like non-binary, you know, women, you know, little kids how to skate. And I was like, okay, wait, well, they have a whole group for like 18 and over, like adults, right? So I started attending them. They were every Wednesdays. I believe their facility is still in Fremont. They have one in San Jose. And yeah, I'll kind of like go skim over this so I can tell you what other cities they also are a part of. And so yeah, they have these amazing volunteers, or they have amazing instructors that like teach you, or you know, how to skate. And they have levels. They have like beginner, they have intermediate, they have advanced, and they have these workshops. Oh my God, just talking about it, I'm getting excited because I actually want to attend one of their workshops. So if you are a girl, non-binary, you want to learn how to skate, or you are a skater and you want to be a part of a community, you need to check them out. Okay, so about Skate Like a Girl, their mission: to create an inclusive community by promoting confidence, leadership, and social justice through skateboarding. Isn't that fucking cool? Their vision: empower skaters, especially young women and or trans people, to grow into strong, confident leaders who promote and implement social equity. That's fucking amazing. All right, and their values. They say, we value experimental learning and civic participation by providing opportunities to be involved in the skateboarding community. Oh my God, I love that so much. So programs by city, they are in Seattle, Portland, and the San Francisco Bay Area. So like East Bay, Oakland, Fremont, San Jose. Yeah. Yeah, and if you look at their page, if you go to skatelikeagirl.com, they just have a lot of different programs by type. So you can, you know, if you have like, if you know a young child that wants to do like a summer youth camp, they have that. They have like all these other, they have women's or trans skateboard sessions. That's the one that I was a part of. That's the one that I was going to. And everyone was so sweet, so nice, like good energy. Like honestly, like growing up and being into any kind of sports, skateboarding, to be specific. You know, it's really intimidating going to a skate park. It's just a bunch of boys, and like, not a lot of them are not very friendly, especially if you're new, especially if you're a girl. Like, they just kind of look at you like, you know. So unless you know how to rip and you really know how to like skateboard, like you're advanced, they kind of like, it's like hazing, you know. They kind of just don't really respect you. And so it's the truth, though, you know. We could argue about it all day, but it's the truth. Anyways, definitely look into their programs if you're someone that's interested. You know someone that might be interested. And yeah, let's and you can donate too, you know. And I think there's other ways you can collaborate if you're someone that, you know, you want to bring them to like your school, or like bring them to like, you know, anywhere, and like create like a whole like community thing. They'll work with you. They're amazing like that. So yeah, that is this week's Sprinkle Spotlight, and that is for Skate Like a Girl. Shout out to them, and I will see them very soon, because it's a good reminder that they exist, and I want to get back on the board. I have a board, and I just, you know, I know how to skateboard, very more like cruising type, but I'm trying to get into tricks. I'm trying to really get good at my kickflips and ollies. Okay, maybe ollie first, because kickflips, that's a little hard. Anyways, yeah, so that is it. And again, if you have any small businesses, nonprofits, which one was the other one? Oh, anyone that's doing amazing community work and you want me to spotlight them on my Sprinkle Spotlight segment, please, please, please send them my way. I'm more than happy to spotlight them. And yeah, that is it. So let's go ahead and get into my next mix, shall we?
Call me. descendencia entera.
¿Por qué?
Porque ella me da
la mamá de 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 la mamá.
Dale mami, sí, sí.
These bitches lost all some oh, and I know it. Bucking with them old boys, you gon' get fucked over. Rarries and Rovers, these hoes are cheese salsa. Hit on with that Cobra, now that boy slumped over. They do it off my soul, so you wasn't making no noise.
Yeah. the floor and get naughty.
Welcome back. I hope y'all enjoy that mix. All right. Y'all tune into RadioValencia.fm, listening to Banana Split with your host and DJ J Coca. All right, y'all. Let's take a breather. I've been having too much fun dancing. All right, so we are now in my final segment. This is called Cherry on Top. Usually I'll play more than a few songs at the very end that I like. Feel good music. Songs, I mean. So, yeah. All right, fam. So, before I close out, we're going to give you the last few scoops before everyone heads back into real life. All right? Hopefully y'all got some cool plans for the rest of the day. I know some of y'all going to be watching the game. I know that, you know, some of y'all out of town and enjoying the weekend. I even forgot this was like a long weekend, right? Like, it's MLK weekend. So, like, a lot of people are out doing cool shit. All right. So, excuse me. Let's recap. Today was really about doing what you love, even when everyone isn't clapping for you yet. All right. Trusting your path, protecting your energy, and letting the right people find you instead of forcing anything. We talked about growth, passion, and the fact that not everyone gets a front row seat to your journey. And honestly, that's okay. The ones meant to be here will show up when it's real. So, wherever you are headed next, you know, like I said, it's a long weekend, so I'm not sure what adventures y'all got going on. But here's your reminder. Keep going. Keep creating. Keep being you. Even when it feels awkward, slow, or low-key messy, that's still progress. That's still growth. And guess what? That still counts. Thank you for hanging out with me today, whether you were fully tuned in or half listening, vibing in the background, or doing laundry, like my friend Zainab, because I know she was tuned in for a while, but she's like, I gotta do laundry. Or just dancing around in your space, or, you know, anything really. I just want to say I appreciate you so, so, so much. If Banana Split has become part of your routine, your reset, or your little weekly vibe check, thank you for letting me be part of your world. It means so much. I will be back next week with more music, more fun, more life in real time. I'm Jay Coca, and this has been Banana Split on RadioValencia.fm. All right. Let's go ahead. I'm going to actually close this out I'm going to start it off with one of my favorite songs. It's been like one of my favorite songs. Hopefully it becomes your favorite too. All right, let me play this real quick.
It's up to you what you do with your life. You have just one, so do what's right now. Somebody ask me. Somebody ask me. Somebody asked me.